Is there a single image of Islam that comes to mind that articulates the essence of that powerful story?
One could hold the Quran in one's hand and say this as the believed word of God would be the symbol of it. But the Quran does not reveal itself to the outsider. Those who are within it just relish it as the apex of all human poetry and everything else. But from the outsider, it is a daunting effect. So I can remember how hard I worked to try to bring the meaning from this.
I suspect that others would say the same about the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers in the Hebrew Bible, or the book of the epistle to the Romans in the Christian New Testament.
Well, that's true. There is a clue to the difference between the outsider and the insider reading the Quran. One of them, by the way, is language, because Arabic does seem to have a power to affect the emotion like few, if any, languages do. But there's something else. See, in both the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, they are really stories, and theological points are sort of interspersed in the story. Now, in the Quran, theology is the main thing, and as for stories, they presume that the reader will know the basic story of the Hebrew canon and of the Christian canon, so it sort of alludes to those, but no coherent account. And we've been talking about our problem understanding their text. They have a problem understanding us. They do not see how we can put so much prize and faith and esteem for a book in which God talks only in the third person. In the Quran, it is Allah speaking directly, and that gives a kind of immediate power to the assertion. The other books seem oblique on that matter.
And that would help to explain the architecture, which is very direct, very immediate, very experiential, like the voice of God in the Quran. And
yeah,
there's no beating around the bush, so no pun intended.
No beating around the bush. And when the central point, which is announced in every surah, is the majesty and supremacy of God and the human being, as they use a word we don't like, slave, but let's just get to the point. Namely, this Allah is ultimate and in power, and everything turns on our relationship, which would be submission. The core of Islam is embedded in its name, submission. We don't like that because we like to be masters of our fate, captains of our soul. But we don't see what that is. The submission is to reality, to given the name Allah. And Allah is that reality is perfectly designed wherein goodwill, justice, and so on are the norms to which our lives should be given.
And the mosque, again, as you go into it, calls forth that surrender. It puts one in a position of understanding how small and insignificant we are compared to the architecture of the universe as they see it.
And the beauty of that architecture, you know, it's not blind power. A beauty, a majesty, and of course a compassion and concern for the worshiper representing humanity as a whole. All of that just encircles one in the mosque.